ceremony of the 2016 class, Kootenai Valley Mennonite School. I'd like to give a special welcome to you seniors. If I look over the past school year and the graduating class, I have many different thoughts. It's been an interesting year for me this year. It's the first time I taught any of the high schoolers that are in high school this year. That was the first for me. But I really enjoyed it. And I had heard about this class in particular. There were some legends about them coming up through the system. But I won't tell many of those, but I'll just give you one little example to kind of show you some of the things that they did. And the one memory I had was, I think the first good look I had of Benjamin Scrifseth, I remember that. It was shortly after I began teaching. I was teaching the upper grades, and Ben, I think, was a second or third grader. And I was just starting to get to notice all the students. I was still fairly new. But I went to use the copier one day, and out popped this smashed face of a little boy. And we did a quick lip-eye teeth comparison, and sure enough, it was Benjamin Scrifseth. That's just one example of some of their mischievousness. But one thing I've learned teaching is that teaching is a growth process. First graders act like first graders, third graders act like third graders, and so on. And to expect a third grader to act like a high schooler is wrong. It's a losing battle. But when a third grader acts like a kindergartner, then that's when we step in and say, hey, come on, let's act your age, and we're going in this direction. We're wanting to mature. We're wanting to grow. We're wanting to improve. So, and thankfully, that is what this class has done. Here they are today, about ready to receive an official document that says they've completed all the requirements for high school. Somebody might think of a diploma and that it just represents academics. But I'd say at this school in particular that that's just not the case. This is a Christian school, and it has a dual purpose. Of course, we teach the academics, but the book studying and the knowledge isn't the end goal. The original school manual states that the desire of this school is to equip students to be capable and willing to help build up the kingdom of God. So the academics are important because they help with the equipping. And in addition to the academics, there's many devotions by teachers, fathers coming in, ministers, fellow students. There's experiences like they just had on their senior trip to Guatemala. There's also social interaction in school. There's the positive peer pressure, as well as the exposing of our weaknesses. And as I thought about this, I saw some parallels between the Mosaic Law and school. Some people try and use the law to justify themselves and to show how well they measure up. But the Bible says that the law is our schoolmaster that drives us to Christ. If we use the law properly, it shows us that we don't measure up. And if we acknowledge this and confess our sins, Jesus makes us worthy through his worthiness. And then he changes us and helps us grow and mature so that we are useful in his kingdom. Some people see school as a measuring stick of who they are. If I get good grades, I'm good at sports, I don't cheat, then I must be good. But school can just become a place to simply showcase our strengths. But the truth is, we all have weaknesses, and school can be a place that exposes them. And it should humble us and help us to work on these weaknesses while at the same time continuing to work on our strengths. And this can apply to academics, social skills, and also our spiritual lives. So school should be a safe place to grow, to learn, and to equip you. One thing I recently learned about the original IQ test, what it was designed for, I think most people think of it, myself included, before I read this, is that an IQ test just simply shows, as a way to measure basically how smart you are. If you score low, well, it's the cards you were dealt with, and you'll just have to deal with that. If you score high, you have lots of potential. Well, what I learned recently, I found interesting, is that the person that first introduced the IQ test intended it to be a measurement of your intelligence so that educators could then come and help you in your weak areas and help increase your intelligence and teach you and help you grow. So obviously there's varying levels and abilities amongst humans, but I really like this original thinking that the goal is to help people grow rather than just give them a label or give them bragging rights. So humans have this great gift of being able to change and to grow, and that's an exciting thing about school and about helping students along their way. So to you seniors, as I said earlier, we as teachers and parents and grandparents and fellow church members, we've tried our best. We didn't do a perfect job, but we tried to equip you and to help you be capable to help build up the kingdom of God. And we've also tried to encourage you to be willing. But, you know, you have no choice of what you've invested so far. It's behind you the past 11 years. Your diploma will represent what you accomplished, which is a lot. But so you can't change that, but you do have a choice going forward how you're going to use this. And we would just like to encourage you to use this to help build up the kingdom of God. No one else can will it for you. It's something that you'll have to do. And so our prayer is that you'll use it wisely and be willing to be builders in the kingdom of God. And I trust you guys will. And I usually like to say a few words about each student. Another nice thing about a Christian school in particular is that as you're trying to build their, help them build their character, and teachers are growing at the same time also, but you just get to know the students on a personal level. So at the beginning of this year, I had a little bit of the feeling that this was Mr. Miller's class, and that I was kind of just teaching for a year. No one said that, or it just kind of seemed a little bit like that because Mr. Miller taught them for a lot of years. And I'm glad for their relationship with him, and I don't want to take anything away from him. I think that's great. But I just want you guys to know that it didn't take long for me to feel connected to you guys. And I want you to know I wasn't just filling a position. I care about each one of you, and I'm thankful that I had the opportunity to teach each one of you. So a few words on each one of them. These aren't necessarily about their character. They're just kind of a little window into maybe some things happened at school this year which involved each one of them. First person, I'm going to go in the order that they finished school. Amber Kennell finished first. She finished real early this year, and so early that it caught me off guard. I knew she was planning to get done early, and she was working hard at it, but I kind of got absorbed in school and all the things that happened on a daily basis, and one day she turned into a test, and she just kind of calmly said, "I'm not going to be here tomorrow," and I said, "Okay," she said, "or the next day," I'm like, "Oh, okay," and then all of a sudden it dawned on me, like, "Oh, you're done, aren't you?" She's like, "Yeah, I'm done." I was like, "Well, good job." So that kind of, like I said, caught me off guard, but the thing I noticed is she really just buckled down and she got done, and she was done real early. The next person that finished was Megan Helmuth, and due to her consistent hard work through all her years of school, she came into her senior year with a very manageable workload. She could have got done really early, but one thing she did this year that was really helped out the school is she was a teacher's aide, and she put in a lot of time in that, and that really helped the school. And I know when I had a teacher's aide when I was teaching younger grades, it was just a real blessing and a big help, and I know that she did that for the school this year. And also Mr. Miller had warned me that Megan would be very respectful and willing to help if asked. And I found this to be very true about her. So I appreciated having her in class and getting to know her. I did notice on the soccer field that can change a little bit. She can get pretty into her game. But the next person that finished was Ian. Ian was a lot of fun to have in class. I think Ian brought a good balance to this class. when I think of Ian, I thought of the verse or the phrase in a verse, iron sharpens iron. Just an example of why I think this is at the lunch table, if one of his classmates was waxing philosophical on a subject and talking big about something, he wasn't afraid to just say, that doesn't make a bit of sense. And then he'd proceed to explain why it didn't make a bit of sense. And just, I enjoyed watching that happen, and I think they all balance each other out well. Little side note on Ian is something that I was going to say I didn't know, but Mr. Miller had told me this before I taught him, is that he's really a creative writer. And I noticed that a lot, whether it was a devotional subject that he had to write about or something humorous. He's really good at expressing his thoughts in writing. That's something that stood out to me. Caitlin Scribseth finished next. Many of you probably don't know that Caitlin overcame some pretty big odds this year. She was sick for quite a while early on and lost a lot of working time there, but she fought through it. She did a lot of work, got it done, and so I noticed that. One interesting thing about Caitlin that I discovered was she just really doesn't like public speaking. She put it off for as long as she possibly could. But then she got up and gave her speech, and if I hadn't known that, there's no way I would have known, because she did extremely well. She didn't act nervous. She spoke very clearly, made her points very clear. And that really stood out to me, and it made me think of one definition of courage is courage is not the lack of fear. It is doing what needs to be done in spite of your fear. And I noticed that, and I think that's a good thing. Montana finished next. I really enjoyed getting to know Montana. I could say a lot of things about him, but just what came to my mind recently was just what I would call his epiphanies. He would be working or talking, and all of a sudden he'd just kind of look up off in the distance and say, hey, I just thought of something. What if, and then he'd explain this thing of, what if you did this and that and the other thing, and then he'd look at the others to kind of, is this a good idea? And if it wasn't, they might say, ah, it's not going to work. Ah, yeah, you're right, it's not going to work. But if it was a good idea, he'd just keep saying, yeah, that's a good idea. And that's a good thing, to have an imagination, to think of new ways to approach things and come up with ideas, and also be willing to listen to others. So that's just something that stood out to me. Another thing about Montana that I appreciated, that I noticed, is that he really liked to understand what he was learning. He didn't just want to guess or just get done with something. He's, how's this work? And he'd, if he wasn't sure, he'd want to get a little more information on it. And one little thing I just remembered as I was writing this out, and one day it was just kind of a rainy day, and kind of middle of January or February or something like that, and he just brought in donuts for the whole class. So little things like that mean a lot, and they add up. And so just appreciated Montana. Next was Ben. He finished a few days ago, worked very hard to get done this year. And it was neat to see his determination grow throughout the school year. As the subjects got harder, it seemed like he just got more determined. And if he wouldn't have got more determined, he wouldn't have got done. So he just, I think he saw what he had to do, and he just buckled down and did it. And I read a book this year that was talking about how the brain is like a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. And so as I was reading this book, I was coming to school and watching the students and seniors. And I was noticing Ben in particular, he's taking geometry and biology. And like I said, as they got harder, he dug in deeper. And then what I noticed, it seemed like when he switched back to his other subjects, that they just seemed like they were easy for him. So he was my little laboratory going on there. He didn't know. I was trying to see if this book was right. But I think it is true, and I saw that in him this year. I also noticed as he was getting close to done, he didn't try and shirk his responsibilities. You know, in high school, they still have their cleaning jobs. And you get close to the end, and you might think, I'm done. I don't need to do this stuff. But in vacuuming's, so a job you don't really want that, in cleaning bathrooms. But he just kept doing it. I was kind of waiting for him to say, do I have to do this? But just yesterday, he vacuumed the classroom for the last time, and then he was done with all his schoolwork, and he came up and said, is there anything needs done around here? And so I noticed that. It might seem like a little thing, but it's a good work ethic and good attitude there. So, and last but not least is Tyler Chubb. I scored his last three tests this morning. He just finished up. But Tyler was a lot of fun to have in class this year. He's an interesting mix of very serious and yet has a really good sense of humor, and really appreciate that about him. One memory about Tyler was that a few weeks ago, he still had quite a bit of work to do, and he was kind of stressing out, counting his tests and his days, and is he going to get this to work out? Is he going to get done? And I handed him his last Bible Light unit, which wasn't his last book. It was just the last Bible Light unit. And he looked at it, flipped through it, and said, oh, good. And so a question for all you students that have gone to school here, what would you think of if somebody grabbed a light unit, flipped through, and said, oh, good. What's normal is they're doing a little thickness/weight test, and they're like, oh, good, it's a thin one. Because the thinner they are, the easier they are usually. But Tyler, he looks through it and he's like, oh, good, it's not a review book. I get to learn new stuff. And he said, I don't like those review books. But so that really stood out to me. You know, in the middle of his stress, am I going to get done? He just was still wanting to learn. He was interested in what he's learning and wanting to understand it. So that was just a memory I had of him. And I believe that because of his attitude combined with a lot of hard work, that's the reason Tyler is this year's valedictorian. So that's just a little bit about this year and graduating class. I could say a whole lot more, and I know they could tell you a lot of interesting things. I know their senior trip was a real big thing for them, and I'm glad they were able to do that. I just want to congratulate you guys on all your hard work, and it was a pleasure being your teacher this year. And don't forget to thank God for all his blessings in your life, and also be sure, and I'm sure you will be, sure to thank your parents for helping you get to this day. So I'd like to leave you guys with a verse. It's 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. It says, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So God bless you guys, and turn the time over to Tyler.